Top of mind, BTC is trading around $62,000 to $63,000, roughly 50% below its October 2025 all-time high of $126,000. As spot ETFs record a fourth consecutive week of billion-dollar outflows, 1.72 B last week, 2.1 B in June to date, against a backdrop of spiking US inflation. CPI 4.2% YOY, PPI highest since 2022. An active US-Iran war driving oil above $90. And rising rate hike odds now above 40%. K33 research flags that over 50% of circulating BTC supply is now underwater, up from 30% a month ago, a structural headwind last seen in late 2022. CoinShares calls this a sentiment shock, not a structural break. JP Morgan says the debasement trade retreat has accelerated for BTC while continuing for gold. The SpaceX IPO, 75B raise, 1.77T valuation, and AI capital rotation are absorbing speculative liquidity that would otherwise support crypto demand. Market structure. BTC, $62,000, ETF outflows dominating flow picture. IBIT accounted for 1.34 B of last week's 1.72 B redemptions. Citi estimates ETF flows explain Jala 45% of weekly BTC price variation. June-to-date outflows of 2.1 B are pacing May's 2.4 B record monthly exit. On-chain, over 50% of supply underwater, institutional selling at 150% of daily mined supply. Capriol's model shows net institutional selling of 2,000 BTC day. Whale inflows to Binance from 110,000 BTC wallets hit 6.6 B, 30-day sum. Short-term whales carry 16 B in unrealized losses. Futures open interest fell from 282K to 255K BTC during the sell-off. Funding turned slightly positive. Alfractal notes the market has exited extreme leverage, but not yet reached historical capitulation extremes. 162 DWAs in bid liquidity sits between 57K, 59K. Strategy, MSTR, sold 32 BTC, first sale since 2022, then bought one Navad Fund 50 BTC for 101.3 MR at 65,332 BTC AVG. Total holdings now 845,256 BTC. CEO framed the sale as an inoculation test. STRC preferred trades EDA 92 and TASA 94 below its $100 par. Bernstein reiterates outperform with $450 target, policy and institutions. Japan's lower house passed legislation classifying crypto as financial instruments, cutting capital gains tax from 55% to 20% flat. Effective 2028, enabling Bitcoin ETFs and stiffening insider trading penalties. Upper house vote pending, expected to take effect next year. Clearest sovereign framework upgrade in the Asia-Pacific region this cycle. BlackRock filed Form 8A for iShares Bitcoin Premium Income ETF, BITE. Bloomberg's Balchunas expects launch next week. Goldman Sachs' competing covered call BTC ETF expected July 1st. Both sell calls on IBIT, beta expense ratio 0.65%. Hungary is reversing Orbán-era rules that carried prison sentences for unlicensed crypto transactions, citing EU macro incompatibility and a domestic trading volume collapse. No timeline set aligns Hungary with MiCA framework. Clarity Act faces new lobbying friction. ICBA launched an ad campaign against stablecoin reward language. JP Morgan assigns 50% probability to passage. Polymarket odds fell to Guas 47%. Ripple's Garlinghouse publicly accused Diamond of protecting JP Morgan's deposit franchise rather than raising compliance concerns. Network and industry. Miner margins hit all-time lows. Daily return per THS fell to 0.0028, down from 0.0039 a month ago. The three largest pools, Foundry USA, Antpool, F2Pool, control 59% of hash rate, up from 44% in 2022. Miner's 30-day net position change has been negative since early May, adding young 2,000 BTC day in sell pressure. Botanix, Bitcoin L2 Han Spider Chain, is shutting down by July 9th, citing lack of product market fit for Bitcoin native DeFi. TVL collapsed from 26.3 Mentor's peak to 120K, confirms that wrapped BTC on Ethereum L2s continues to dominate Bitcoin DeFi demand over native alternatives. BitGo launched Lightning Earn via Amboss Rails integration, letting institutional clients deploy BTC into Lightning channels for routing fees. First OCC-regulated trust bank to offer institutional Lightning yield. DOJ charged two men, Ukrainian, Russian nationals, in the 318 Naira Audi A6 Bitcoin mixing and dark web laundering operation. Arrests in Batumi, Georgia. Multinational takedown involving Europol, IRSCI, Secret Service across 12 countries. Macro linkages. US CPI hit 4.2% YOY, 3-year high, and PPI jumped 6.5% YOY, highest since 2022, both driven by Iran war energy costs. Rate hike odds for September exceeded 40% from 5% a month ago, directly driving BTC ETF outflows per multiple institutional sources and compressing crypto basis rates below the 4% neutral premium. NASDAQ fell 7.5% in 7 days before stabilizing. South Korea's KOSPI triggered a circuit breaker. Bitwise characterizes BTC as a macro canary that prices liquidity shifts before equities. BTC already down 50% from highs, while global M2 continues expanding to 122.6T, suggesting Bitcoin may be further along in its repricing than equities. Yen passed 160 USD, adding yen carry trade unwind risk ahead of the BOJ June 16th rate decision. BTC averaged a 22.4% decline following each of the four BOJ hikes since March 2024, though analysts note each incremental hike carries diminishing carry unwind impact. Standouts: SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC on its balance sheet ahead of its $75 billion IPO, making it a top 10 public Bitcoin treasury holder upon NASDAQ debut Friday under SPCX. Digital Asset Holdings raised 355 MEDA, led by A16Z Crypto at a 2.4B valuation, with Citadel Securities, Adia, BNP Paribas and HSBC participating. Signals accelerating institutional blockchain infrastructure build-out. Nakamoto Inc., NACA, sold 600 BTC to retire $45 million in debt. Refinanced remaining 165 Venons, USDT loan with Kraken at 7.75%, and authorized a $25 million buyback. Reduces annual interest by $4 million. Coinbase launched Coinbase for Agents. AI agents can autonomously trade crypto, rebalance portfolios, and make micropayments via X402 protocol. Equities and prediction markets to follow within weeks. SEC proposed rescinding NMS rules 611 and 610E, removing the primary structural barrier preventing AMMs from trading tokenized US equities on-chain. Galaxy's Alex Thorne calls it one of the biggest unlocks yet for tokenized stocks in DeFi.